This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. The U.S. House of Representatives voted Tuesday to allow lawsuits against Attorney General William Barr and former White House counsel Don McGahn over the refusal to cooperate with congressional subpoenas in connection with the investigation of Russian election interference. Lawmakers want access to documents from Special Counsel Robert Mueller's report on his probe into whether President Trump obstructed justice by trying to sidetrack the investigation, and for McGahn to testify about what took place inside the White House. McGahn was a key witness for Mueller, but has declined to testify before congressional committees, complying with the wishes of the White House. On Monday, the House reached a deal for the Justice Department to turn over crucial documents collected by the Mueller investigation. President Trump says his administration is considering granting special protections to thousands of Venezuelans who have fled to the U.S. amid ongoing unrest in their country. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
Calling the situation a horrible thing that's been brewing for a long time, President Trump says his administration is seriously looking at granting Venezuelans temporary protected status. That's given to people from countries hit by natural disasters or war, allowing them to remain in the U.S. until the situation in their home country improves. The once wealthy oil nation is facing severe shortages of basic goods and hyperinflation. Two congressional panels have advanced legislation granting those protections to Venezuelans, but until now, those bills appeared in conflict with Trump's tough immigration stance. Ben Thomas, Washington.
And President Trump is threatening to impose additional tariffs on imported goods from China if President Xi Jinping refuses to have new trade talks with him later this month. Trump said he expects to meet with Xi in Osaka, Japan at the G20 meeting of leaders of the world's largest economies. For details on more news, voanews.com. This is VOA News. President Trump.